January 6, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
But your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they stopped to think if they should.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Be Nostalgic. Hey!
Hey!
I'm here with Alan Parrish.
Oh, I guess we rolled a 5 or an 8. And live from the jungle is Alan Parrish.
Yeah, because, no. I can't even go with that bit anymore. You're not Alan Parrish.
Oh, I'm not, no.
No. Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Yes.
It is Andrew McGuire!
Hello!
My co-host and my husband.
Yay!
And we are reviewing the movie that we just watched.
Yes.
Brought to you by Joe Johnston, who also brought you Captain America, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He did visual effects on Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. And he also directed Jumanji.
Yes.
Jumanji.
He did. Also, it's Bee's birthday today.
It's my birthday! Saying it so loud.
Yeah. It's red lines in anything.
Oh my. Oh, that was loud.
It's loud! That's fine.
I mean, it was my birthday, and of course, I chose this one because I really enjoyed it. And it was all based on a book.
Yeah.
Chris Van Allsburg book.
Sure.
Oh, you don't know? It's definitely by him.
Okay.
He also did Zathura.
Yes, he did.
And Polar Express.
Mm-hmm.
These other books also turned into movies.
Yeah.
I didn't see Zathura, but I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah, Zathura had a weird character arc where the sister thought the astronaut was really cute.
Oh.
And it turned out the astronaut was her brother in the future.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, it was a weird thing they threw in.
I mean, was the movie. I don't, like, you can't blame Chris Van Allsburg for what the movie does.
Oh, I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying they threw that in and they're like, haha, you thought, like, you had a crush on this guy who's your brother.
I mean, I can also name a bunch of other things. Star Wars.
Yeah.
My cat right now, Clark, is right next to the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was him. That was him.
Yeah, he's just walking around on the
table. He's just walking around. Clark wants to say hello.
Hello.
It'd be cute if he meowed, but he won't.
I know.
He's like camera shy and microphone shy.
I know. Meow. Oh, my voice changer stopped working.
Oh, the battery died.
It finally died.
Hello.
Yep. No, it didn't die. Clark is freaked out by it. So, back to the movie.
Yes.
Jumanji stars Robin Williams.
Yes.
Kirsten Dunst.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And many more.
And many more. David Alan Grier.
David Alan Grier, that's who I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm. And Frasier's wife.
Yes, Maris.
Yeah. No, that's not.
No, it's not. That's David Hyde Pierce's wife on that show.
Yeah. Who we never see. I forget what her actual name is.
I forget it too, but she was also on Cheers with that character.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Makes sense.
So, here we are. Jumanji.
Yes.
It has spawned 3 movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then a fourth movie too.
Like a fan movie?
Yeah, I guess it was a fan movie.
That was released, but I don't know where it is.
I know.
Jumanji, the first level.
And everyone says that Jumanji, like, with The Rock is a reboot. But no, it's a sequel.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Because it carries the plot. along. Yeah, carries it forward. Also, there was a little homage to Alan Parrish. Mm-hmm. Now, upon watching it my first time, I really enjoyed it when I was younger. Of course, the CGI does not hold up today.
No, it does not.
And here's the scandal of the movie. And every movie has a scandal. The monkeys.
The monkeys.
They've just like...
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Ruined the monkeys' reputation. There's actually a change.org. There's a petition to get rid of the monkey faces.
Yeah.
Because it's just... It's terrible and it puts a bad face on monkeys in general.
Yeah.
And takes away jobs from good monkey actors.
Yeah. They want to idiot lantern them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what he said. I don't know what that means, but I think it's good.
It's an episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. They suck off their faces. I'm just really into Doctor Who right now.
Yeah. Rewatching it.
I know. I can't rewatch WandaVision for the 15th time. Or can I?
You can.
Oh, no, it's stopping you. That's romantic. I will. Shout out to Elizabeth Olsen. Please come on the show.
Yeah. We have those connections.
Or Paul Bettany.
We have those connections.
Yeah, we do. Somebody knows Paul Bettany.
We only have to get through six people.
Only six people.
Right? 6 degrees of separation?
Yes. So what... memories do you have of watching this?
None.
You don't? You never watched it at all as a child?
I remember. I know I've watched it, but I don't have like a distinct, like, oh, this is what I was doing at the time or anything like that. I know it came out in 93.
Yep.
So I was in third grade. And like, I don't remember watching the movie at that time. But when I see this movie, it makes me think of being that like age. So I don't know what to do with that information. Because it reminds me of that time, but I don't remember the movie itself.
I know. I enjoyed watching it. I mean, I was 11 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminds me of all those fun times when I was younger, just playing outside, like playing with board games.
Yeah.
Like actually doing stuff outside, interacting with people.
Right.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. I just realized I wasn't in third grade. I was in first grade.
You were in first grade.
Because I was six.
Yeah, you were only 6 years old.
I math it up.
It's okay. I thought you were also six at the time.
Mm-hmm.
No, third grade. I also thought you were in third grade at the time.
No, sixth grade. First grade. Because I was six.
Oh, can you hear that?
I don't know if they can hear that. There's a little spike, so they might hear it if they turn up their headphones, but you don't need to do that. There's people yelling next door.
It's nonsense. You don't need to know that.
Yeah.
No.
We didn't have to draw attention to it.
No. Back to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. I understood that reference.
I know, right?
It's WandaVision.
I know. WandaVision, I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, going along with WandaVision... Here are the things that just don't play right now.
Yeah.
There's certain archetypes that happened in the 90s movies.
Yeah.
The guy and girl always have to get together at the end.
Yeah.
And there's only one black actor in the whole movie.
That is true.
That's true. Just one black guy in the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the only one who got fired.
I'm trying to think if he got fired because of the shoe thing.
Sure it was because of the shoe thing.
Or if he got fired when everyone else did because the factory closed up.
No, I think he got fired before the factory closed up. But then he probably redeemed himself because, like, well, I was fired by some murderer.
Yeah.
So... And maybe that's how he became police officer. He was like, I knew that guy was a killer. Here's all the evidence. And they'd be like, wow, you should be a police detective. And be like, yeah, I should. And then they were like, you're hired.
Or on a similar train of thought, he became a police officer to investigate him. Because he's like, you fired me, now I charge you for murder.
That's right. You killed my boy, Alan. He was my best friend.
He wasn't.
What are you talking about? They talk to each other.
Yeah, that doesn't make them best friends. Well, he was probably like friendly to him because he's like, oh, he's a nice kid. But he definitely wasn't like hanging out with him.
Well, where else is Alan going to hang out? He has no friends.
Well, that's his own fault.
All right, we have to debate this. Was Alan Parrish antisocial or was he just a victim of bullying?
Yeah, he was a victim of bullying. Because you see, as the rich white male, he was very victimized.
Oh yes, that's the other white... Oh, wait. the other trope from the 90s. Mm. Oh, that poor rich white boy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole subgenre of oh, that poor rich white boy movies.
Mm-hmm.
So many. I just realized.
But yeah, he gets bullied. His dad tells him he has to fight his own battles and he has to learn to stand up for himself, and he's going to ship him off to some military school.
Yep, because that's what happened when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And apparently they're not good at talking to each other or expressing emotions or...
Yeah.
Which I think is normal.
Yeah.
That's totally normal. That's a thing that happens.
Yeah, it shouldn't be normal, but it is.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
Clark is just staring intently at me.
Yeah, and then he does find the game.
He finds the game.
Because it calls out to him.
It does call out to you. It does that.
Yeah. It calls out to people who want power. It is the, it is the ring.
Yeah. And that was the first drum solo I ever learned.
Mm-hmm.
The ring that calls out to you. It also changes its form.
Yep.
As we see in the sequels. But in this movie, it's sentient and can think.
Yeah, because it's it.
It's it. Have we just stumbled across a theory?
Yeah, I mean...
A movie theory, because yeah. I can't steal the other one.
It's just a theory, a film theory. Ba-da-ba. So Brant takes in, is that Brant? Is that what it is? Brant? New Jersey? Jersey. New Hampshire.
Brenton.
New Hampshire. So next to Maine, which is where Stephen King's stories all take place.
Oh.
So
that's true.
It's right next
that's
door.
True. That's true. It could have been it. It feeds on children.
Mm-hmm. And they're more specifically, their fear.
Their fears. I mean, they were both very scared children.
Yeah.
In particular, Alan was scared all the time.
Yep.
And then Bonnie Hunt's character.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah becomes scared.
Yes.
So, I guess it does come back after her, like 20-some years later?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Is it it?
Yeah.
It might be it. It's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
The timelines.
Kind of line up.
They do line up.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it stopped being a clown and became a board game instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's also multiple it's, I think.
I mean, I guess there are multiple it's in multiple timelines and mm-hmm. multiple universes.
Yeah.
So in this universe, it is a board game.
When did the Jumanji sequels come out?
That's like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So not quite set 27 years. Because 93, it would have been 2020, it would have been this year.
See, this is 1995.
Oh, is it 95?
Yeah, apparently 95.
Oh, I said 93.
Yeah.
That's why I said third grade, because it was 95 and I was in third grade.
Oh, you were in third grade.
Yeah.
So I was probably a teenager at that point. No, I was like 14. I was 14. No, 13.
13.
I was 13 at the time. Oh my goodness.
I was 8.
Aww. So yeah, so this took place in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And the next sequel.
Yes.
It's a sequel.
Yeah.
Jumanji. Then, wait, it was in Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, yeah, was in 2017.
I mean, that's almost 27 years.
It's almost.
It's
hey,
22.
Almost. Yeah. Hey, that counts. I mean, in this in this universe, maybe they're not exactly like, oh, that stupid exactly clown. Yeah. We're not no dumb clown trying to come around every 27 years. What kind of crap is that? We're just coming a little earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe they're hungry.
Exactly.
So they feed upon the fears, mm-hmm, and then they came back for, obviously,
yeah,
the new kids.
Yeah.
Who, in, I don't know if Fridge was exactly fearful, but I'm sure he had some kind of fears.
Yeah.
My God, just, it keeps going from my hand.
Yeah.
All right, so, now, here's the next thing.
Yep.
What happened around this time? 1995. Anything that occurred in history?
I haven't edited that part of the podcast. I was going to do that after we recorded.
Well, I wanted to know what happened in 1995. Yeah. So we know how horrible Alan Parrish and Sarah are. They are horrible people and have no respect.
No respect.
What are the things, the historical events that happened anywhere between 1969 and 1995? Actually, well, I guess 1980 and 1995.
Let's see. There was the Oklahoma City bombing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. And now we can say it's their fault. Because they knew it was going to happen, and they did nothing about it.
Oh, there's a lot of things. If that's the case, Iran-Contra.
They still let John Lennon die.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the others.
Mm-hmm.
All the other things. Because they went back in time. They still remembered the kids.
Yeah.
They remembered them long enough to warn their parents years later. So yeah, it's not like they have amnesia and they just lost all of that time. They still have the knowledge, yeah, that they took with
them. And they own a shoe company that, yeah, originally failed the first time because the dad got distracted. But yeah, okay. But then this time they became famous and rich because they signed Michael Jordan when he was a rookie, knowing he'd be big and famous.
Wow. See?
And made Air Parishes. Instead of Air Nikes, they were Air Parishes.
So in this universe, there are no Nikes.
There's no evidence of that. I'm saying that's what happened.
I'm going to make it canon now.
Yeah.
That in this universe, it's Parish sneakers, yeah, that all the kids want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And also, Alan and Sarah just care about their own rich ways,
mm-hmm,
and becoming rich and famous. And they don't care the destruction that happens to other things.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they have the knowledge of 30 years. They could have done something. They could have said something.
Yeah.
But no. No, they didn't. And it's a sad thing. I wish you guys could see what's happening right now.
Yeah. Clark is...
We have a silent third co-host
who keeps trying to grab B's hand and, like, bite it.
I don't know why he does that. No, no. No, no, cat. Oh.
There you go.
And then he's going away. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, kitty.
Not only that, do you think that... Oh, now I'm forgetting his name.
Alan?
No, his friend at the shoe company.
I don't remember David Allinger's character.
David Allinger's character. Was he better off becoming a police officer or better off staying in the shoe company? Would he have been given that raise or like notoriety, or would they have taken it for themselves?
No, he's rich.
Oh, cool.
He's there at their fancy party wearing his fancy clothes too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, they made sure they're all rich. Like, everyone in the company is rich.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Probably because they also invested in Apple. and Microsoft.
So you're taking that, like, they know about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's invest in this company that this kid made in his garage.
Yep.
Yeah. He dropped out of Harvard, but still.
Yep. And the only thing they're going to miss out on is, like, the dot-coms.
Oh, the dot-com burst?
Yeah. They didn't get that far. They didn't get far enough. Because I don't think Amazon started in 1995.
No.
And they wouldn't know it would be big, so they wouldn't know about that one.
But somebody would say that, oh, they should get into online sales.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like people are always going to buy sneakers. Right? Until they stop.
Yeah.
I feel like 10 years from now, I'm going to laugh at myself. People are always going to buy sneakers. Yeah, right.
Amazon actually started in 1994.
They could have jumped on that bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just selling books at the time.
Yep. Target, 1902.
Wow.
Netflix, 1997.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I guess.
Yeah, it was a video. It was like a rental service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You send it for DVDs.
Exactly.
Dividends.
One day that will be just non-existent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they pretty much are.
What?
Yeah. You can't really find many regular DVDs.
I guess. Oh, no. Not my FYE.
The fight?
The place where we first met.
Mm-hmm. 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 It is. That is a true fact.
Shout out to FYE and KB Toys.
And KB Toys.
No, wait. Was it KB Toy Works? No. Was it?
I don't know.
KB Toy Works? Something like that.
As far as I can recall, it was just KB Toys.
KB Toys. Mm-hmm. And they said they were coming back.
They did like a pop-up or something.
Oh.
Like they're technically owned by somebody who probably can just open up like that brand once in a while as a pop-up. And be like, nostalgia!
Nostalgia! All right, now for the kids.
Yes.
In the movie, because we talked about the adults.
Mm-hmm.
Alan and Sarah, but we didn't really talk about the little Kirsten Dunst and the monkey boy.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning of this movie, they're going through a loss. Their parents had just died.
Yep.
I don't know how long ago that happened.
A couple months.
So 2 months had passed. The monkey boy is silent, won't talk, and the Kirsten Dunst is just really blank. Just dead inside, and she kind of uses humor to cover up her feelings of sadness. So at least they kind of like show that they are mourning, unlike the other movies of the 90s where the kids just like, okay, that happened, and then they just move on quickly. But they're kind of like in the depths of the mourning period.
Yeah. Is there a point in time, I'm going to actually look up his name because I can't keep calling him Monkey Boy.
I know, Monkey Boy. He does turn into a monkey because in the movie, he cheated in the game.
Yes.
Because he was trying to force the die to fall on, like, the
12.
Because
he had 10 spots.
Oh, 10 spots left.
So literally, he could have gotten a 10 or 12 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
Jumanji. Jumanji. Let's see.
I mean, I would be on his side.
Peter.
Peter. So,
can you think of a time that Peter could not see?
Could not see?
Mm-hmm.
In the movie?
Yes.
No, I cannot.
Damn. Because he doesn't speak at first.
Oh.
And then he doesn't listen to Alan when Alan says ignore the game, put it down. So he doesn't hear.
Oh, and he doesn't see. Okay, wait, let me try to think. There must have been a moment in the movie where he couldn't see. Oh, somebody in the Twitterverse, please help us with this.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of an abstract idea. That it was I mean, speak no evil, hear no evil.
I mean, he doesn't see what was right there in his hands when he was asked to retrieve the axe. He grabs the axe to open the door where he thinks an axe is, not seeing that he had the axe already. So there was a moment where he...
I did think of that too, and I wasn't sure if that counted, but I think...
I think it counts.
I think we can count it.
Yeah. And I guess we have him to thank for freeing Alan.
Yes.
And then Kirsten Dunst, I mean, we could know her name.
Yeah, we could. I mean, at least we knew her actress name.
I know. And she won an award for Best Kiss in Spider-Man. I believe it was Spider-Man 2. Best Upside Down Kiss.
Oh. Baby Newirth is the aunt.
Baby Nora Shepherd. That's it. Nora Shepherd. Because their last name is Shepherd.
Judy.
Oh, Judy. So Judy is going through this kind of rebellious phase. She's just angry and using sarcasm to cover up her sad feelings.
Yep.
And I guess I don't see much. Is there like a character arc with them? It's mainly focused on Alan and Sarah's character arcs.
Yeah, they don't really get one because, and I think that's deliberate because the movie, well, the movie itself knows that they're going to just kind of get erased from existence.
Yes, because when they go back in time and change the events that occur, the kids that they are, that personality is not existent anymore because they will still have their parents.
Yeah. There's also this weird... So, in the game series Zelda...
Yes.
There's a very complicated timeline. And the theory generally agreed upon is that at Ocarina of Time, the timeline splits into two timelines.
Okay.
One where, and if you never played the game, the main character travels back and forth in time. The main character is a child in one timeline and an adult in the other, and travels back and forth 7 years. And at the end of the game, the theory generally agreed upon is that when you beat the game, there's a timeline where he continues as a child and a timeline where he continues as an adult.
Oh.
So there are these, now you have two different timelines. And as the child grows up, that timeline is separated from the adult version. Back to the Future does this too, where they split off into these different timelines.
Yeah.
Is that what happens? It's also the multiverse theory too. But if we take the sequels,
yes,
we do know that the same thing happens. Because when the kids come out of the game, Colin Hanks's character continues knowing about the game and about the kids, and they know about the game and that. So there is that possibility that at the end of Jumanji, because they went back to being kids when they started the game, and moved on that timeline, those kids actually went back to their timeline, where their parents are still dead, but they moved forward with their timeline there.
It's possible.
And we don't see what happens on that timeline. But yeah, that would be the two different timelines.
Now, they would still go on remembering the events of what transpired.
Mm-hmm.
Because it also happens in Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, where the kids still remember what happened, despite, you know, resetting the past.
Yep.
Where Nick Jonas goes back to being Colin Hanks.
Yeah. So, they would continue on their timeline. And when they started, the circumstances were their parents were dead. So that's where they get reset to. That is all the same. Nothing changes around them. And so despite what they change in their timeline, Alan and Sarah, they're saving basically an alternate version of those kids' parents.
But there is a timeline where they still have passed.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is too complex for me. It's too complex. It's too much.
So that's my particular theory. And then there's also, as someone else pointed out on Reddit, that in theory, if you know, if you complete the game, Alan and Sarah complete the game, if they figure out that the rules of the game are the game cannot kill you.
Yep, that's right.
Which I'll talk a little more about. If the game cannot kill you, in theory, you could start a game right then and there when you're 10 or 12.
Yep.
Or 10 or 11 or however they are, old they are. And literally just let the game sit there until you're like 65, 70, and then just finish the game and get reset back to being a kid.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I didn't even think about that possibility.
Yeah, so in theory, now you are immortal.
This game has created the possibility of immortality.
I mean, you would have to live the same decades. Yeah, you would
still have to live it, but...
You could do different things. Yeah. Yeah. So that was what one Reddit person said, is that that's what they think could happen. Now, the idea that the game cannot kill you. We know that that Alan goes into the game when he's 11 or 12,
mm-hmm.
and but he can survive for 30 years, having really no shown survival skills.
He has none. He has no survival skills or ability to fight.
Yeah.
And he's survived around lions, tigers,
yep.
evil, devious monkeys with scary faces,
yep.
spiders, and... Those poison dart things.
Yeah.
Like, how would he have known unless he was hit by them?
Yeah, or he's seen other animals get hit by them. And the girl, Judy, gets hit by one and survives.
Yeah, she's like, oh, no, I'll be fine.
Yeah, just, that's her putting on a brave face. But she does just fall asleep, like she's awake.
Oh.
The hunter always misses his shots. The only shot that he takes that would hit him is after he says Jumanji and they're all about to get sucked back into the game. So the only shot he takes that would kill Alan is a shot that will get stopped. So that's the other theory, is that the game is not allowed to kill you. It can scare you, can hurt you, but it cannot kill you.
Wow.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Because the game morphs into a video game and gives you lives, it's given itself this opportunity to scare you even more by actually giving you this, I can kill you.
Hmm.
I can't kill you all three times, but I can kill you twice.
Oh.
And there is someone who had also pointed out that maybe that's not true either, that the game can kill you, because as evidenced in Welcome to the Jungle, when she gives CPR to him, one of her lives disappears and goes to him.
That's right, because she gave up one of her lives.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But again, that could be the game knowing that that would happen. There's also the theory that if you do die, all four players do die because of the game, it still does the time warp back to the beginning.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just purposely lose and then just go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, is it possible to destroy this game?
I don't know. They do try at the end of Welcome to the Jungle.
Yep. They throw a bowling ball on top of it.
But Spencer rebuilt it.
Oh, he rebuilt it. Spencer!
Yeah, for the third one. The original kids from the 1800s tried burying it.
Yes, they buried it in an unmarked... location,
yep.
1 mile away from Brenton, New Hampshire.
Yep. We see a 1 mile marker. That's not really great. I mean, I guess it would depend on when the game was created, how it was created, if it can be unmade.
That's true. We would have to watch that prequel.
Yeah. Which, again, though, is a fan movie, so it's tough to put.
That's true. That's true. So yeah. We can make our own theories.
Yeah. So, obviously, there we kind of did the theory where it's an it kind of creature. There's also the theory that it is a Loki invention to cause chaos.
I like that one.
Yeah. A God-touched object.
That's the best one. Mm-hmm. I think it's that.
Yeah. I mean, so games that are like cursed aren't exactly a new thing.
Cursed games.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Hellraiser, it's a puzzle cube, but it's still a cursed game, sort of, to summon Pinhead.
And oh my gosh, there's a whole, like, six paranormal games that could ruin your entire life if you dare to play, by Jessica Calder.
Yeah.
Thought Catalog.
Yeah.
The Midnight Game. I don't even want to think about these.
Yeah.
Nope, nope. One Man Hide and Go Seek. Nope. Dry Bones. The Closet Game. That's just weird. The 11 Mile Game. Oh, I can't even read that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just a drink, Bloody Mary.
You can't say it in the mirror.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope. I can't even say it. Or if in any reflective surface, there's a window.
To the window, no. To the wall.
I mean, I'm not doing this for sure. Like, I really am terrified. Terrified.
It's never one that's ever gotten me.
Like Baba Yaga.
I don't even know what that is.
Baba Yaga?
Don't know what Baba Yaga
is. I'm sure someone out there in Twitterverse will tell Andrew and teach him the ways of Baba Yaga.
Okay.
Baba Yaga. Baba Yaga will get you. I mean, I don't know if there's anything else to add. We've talked a lot about Jumanji and all of the effects. And Joe Johnston, I can't believe he was the director of Captain America, First Avenger. I love that movie. Thank you, Joe Johnston. And rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Right?
This is the time where... Wait, what's the other ones? Oh, I gotta take a picture of this. This is where I tell you what's gonna happen. Well, I'll actually give you a clue. I'm gonna give you a clue. Alright, this is the time when I tell you what's gonna happen. Alright, I'll give you a clue. I'm sorry, did I say that twice? Oh. I feel like I've said that the same thing again. So here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna give you a clue. Huh. That seems right. Right?
Yeah.
I guess. I'm really hungry for like a bunch of things that I shouldn't have. And it was so weird that I thought I saw something, a creature out in the outside. So it's just a creature outside. Your shadow looks so weird right now. Yeah, so I guess that's the clue.
Yeah.
Okay, so. This is the part where I give you guys a clue.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to give you the clue. Okay. All right. I forgot. What was I talking about?
I don't know. I think we're done.
Oh, wow, it's that time again.
Yeah.
Where I give the clue? Was that enough for you, Ray? I hope you figured this out.
Would be the weirdest one you've ever done. I get it.
Well, it's that time. Hope you listen to us next time, and thanks for listening now.
Bye! Bye.
In case I don't see ya. Good afternoon, good evening.